I just gotta get the boners. Never mind.
kaka o ye ke rua i mela i mela e izemo. Thank you, Jesus. You are Lord. Yes, you are Lord. Lord over all. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to come before your throne room. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you continually give to us keys of the kingdom. And Lord, O God, we embrace these keys. We hold on to them. But more than holding on to the keys, we use them. And we thank you, Lord, that the gates of hell will never prevail over your people. Blessed be your holy name, Father. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for every one of you that have come to pray tonight, right here in this house and online. And thank you so very much for leading us in worship. Tonight we are going to be praying through the passage that we studied last Wednesday in Ephesians 3. But before we get to Ephesians 3, I want to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4 will be primary, but we're going to take it up from verse 1. It says here in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Oh Lord, what a word. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, what ministry? The ministry of preaching the gospel. As we have received mercy, we preach the gospel. We have this ministry, preaching the gospel. But mercy is attached to it. Why is mercy attached to it? He's simply saying, I am perfect, but I've got issues. I have some issues. I'm not exactly where I should be, but I'm on the track. So, I don't have this ministry because I have it all together. I have this ministry because I have mercy. You know, when you think about it, remember something we're talking about last week or last Wednesday. This mercy that we've got graces us to continue, but it is not a license to sin. If you practice sin, then the seed of God is not in you. But when you have the righteousness of God, the righteousness of God is the access that God has given to you because of the blood that is continually fed by the mercy of God through the blood. Which means that when you're righteous in the sight of God, as you continue in the truth of God, watch this, as you continue in the truth of God, not in guile, not in hypocrisy, which means that you reduce the truth to a livable lie, which means that you begin to tolerate your wrong living as normal. If you don't do that, you have access. Once you start tolerating your evil patterns and evil ways as normal, I'm just human, that's why. Well, you lost. You cannot continue in sin and embrace sin. But what you can do is, if you sin, there is a God who is faithful and merciful, who is willing and ready to forgive you your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness, as long as you remember and continue to know that whatever it is that you're doing is wrong and that you need to change. Well, I guess that's me. That's, I was born this way. That's not going to cut it. But you can be wrong and accept the mercy of God. And then he says, we faint not. We faint not. Why aren't we fainting? We're not fainting because we're not giving up on the word of God that declares me righteous and holy. The word of God that declares me whole, saved, delivered, redeemed. I'm not giving up on that word. I just blew it. But I'm not giving up on the word that God says, I am a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm not giving up on that word. I believe that word of God. I believe I can change. I believe I have been changed. I believe this mountain is removed and cast into the sea. I do not doubt in my heart that I am a child of the Most High God. I don't doubt it. And because I'm a child of God, I cannot sin. I hope you're getting it. So I don't have this ministry because I'm all that. I have it because I have mercy. That when I blew it, I can come to the Father and say, I blew it. I know I told you 10 minutes ago that I blew it. I told you that I'm not going to be that angry and start swearing and cursing at people. I told you that. God, I said it. That's not the Christian way, but I just told that guy to whatever. And Lord, I come back to you. I said, God, I'm just a shamble, but you can put me together. I don't faint. Praise the Lord. He says, but have renounced, we have renounced or denounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Can be dishonest to yourself or to others. Not walking in craftiness. When you don't know that you're living by mercy and that you are not going to faint, you start twisting all kinds of stuff, pretending to be what you're not. Says we are not dishonest, we're not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Handling the word of God deceitfully, making it fit. And there's so much of that happening in our world. But by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. We're commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And verse 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. In other words, this gospel is not meant to be hid. It's obvious. But if it is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Who are these lost? Verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. The God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. Blinded their minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, shine unto them. What is the point? The light of the glorious gospel of Christ is shining. It is ever present, but the God of this world had blinded people not to see that glorious light. Because if they see it, they will be saved. And that is our objective tonight, to get people to salvation. This is what we preach, not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, verse 6, this is powerful. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Tonight our focus is going to pray for salvation. But in praying for salvation, we're not praying for salvation as if it is not available. But rather, we're going to pray the prerequisites, the things that are necessary for people to come to salvation. The Lord says, except we first bind the strong man, we cannot spoil his house. Satanic forces have to be bound. The spirit that has generated disobedience, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, it says in verse 1 and 2, it says, and you had he quickened, God had quickened us, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. You followed the roadmap of this world, the pattern, the line, the rail tracks of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Children of disobedience have been influenced by the prince of the power of the air. So we are going to address the God of this world that had blinded the eyes of people. We're going to address the spirit of the prince of the power of the air that is working in the children of disobedience. If there is disobedience taking place in our world, there is a prince of the power of the air that is generating it. There are satanic forces generating it. So we're going to pray today and send the word of God's rebuke. And that's important. It is not I rebuke you, it is the Lord rebuke you. We are representing the Lord, but He is the law. He is the government. And we are representing Him and saying, the kingdom of God overtakes you. Move. You are evicted. It's not me going to feel that person. It is the one who I represent that's going to come into their life and turn them from disobedience to obedience. So we're going to first of all address the power of the prince that operates through the airwaves, that their power to bring people into disobedience is terminated, so that these people who were controlled and influenced to be disobedient will be awakened in the spirit of their mind and begin to hear and begin to behold Jesus Christ and come to salvation. Rise with me, let us pray that focus. We're going to pray once again that the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, his power, authority be terminated from the lives of those who are not lost. For if this gospel is hidden, it is hidden from those that are lost. And God is saying, people are not lost. The ones that are lost are the ones who are totally hardened and have sold themselves to the devil. But he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. So we are praying tonight that there will be a supernatural infusion of the presence of God as the powers of darkness are subdued and subjected to the authority of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the authority of your word. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are not willing that anyone perish, but that all come to repentance. Therefore, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, we send your word as an evil-seeking missile to go forth and begin even now to dismantle every agenda of the enemy to keep people in bondage, to keep people in a state of disobedience to the integrity and authority of your word. Father, anything and everything that is resisting your word, today in the name of Jesus, let your power be released to shatter that stronghold. Satan, the Lord God Almighty, rebukes you. You and your cohorts, you must let the people that Jesus Christ, my sovereign Lord, died and paid for go. They are redeemed. They are delivered. And you must let them go now. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the people of God go free. Let the people in the north end of Winnipeg go free. Let the people right now in the city of Winnipeg go free. Let the people in this province of Manitoba go free. Let the people in this country of Canada go free. Let the people in North America go free. Let the people in all the continents go free in the mighty name of Jesus. In the glorious name of Jesus, we declare you are rebuked. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that the salvation that is present will now be seen. Beheld, the mercy of God received, the grace of God received, and the people of God strengthened in their inner man, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that they can comprehend the word of the Most High. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree it so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. May the power of the Prince of the Power of the Air, who causes people to be blinded and lost, be destroyed. Let there be a supernatural infusion of the presence of God. Let the powers of God subject and subdue every power of the enemy in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's go back once again to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Verse 5, for we preach not ourselves. It is one thing to pray for the lost. It's another thing to do what we need to do. Faith without works, corresponding action is dead. The primary mandate of God to us is not to pray for the lost. His primary mandate to us is to preach to them. But before you start preaching, make sure that the blindness generated by the God of this world is removed. It says in verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If our gospel be hid. And basically what it's saying is the gospel is not hid. But if it is hidden, there's a reason behind it. What is the reason behind it? They are lost. Why? In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not. So our next step is to demolish the impact of the God of this world. Now, make note of this. The Lord says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. He's taken back what belongs to him. But long after he died and rose again from the dead, by the Spirit of God, Paul is writing, in whom the God of this world. This world was handed over to the devil by Adam. Because the real God of this world was Adam. Not capital G-O-D, but small G-O-D. Adam was to reign as God would reign in the earth. And Adam turned it over by sin, and the devil now became the God of this world. The Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price of sin, and all of that has been resolved. He says it is finished, but by inspiration and by leading, he is still saying there is a God of this world. What is he talking about? Notice he also says that we are not of this world. We are in this world, but not of this world. So who is he talking about? He's talking about the God of this world being God over those who do not know God and therefore do not know who they are. He says they've been blinded. So first thing we're going to do, on behalf of our brothers and our sisters, those who do not know the Lord yet, they were paid for. The ransom for their deliverance has been put down. Full payment, not a deposit. God did not make a deposit. Did not make a layaway program. Paid in full. And we are the ones he has dispatched to bring in the harvest. And so we are coming today and saying to the one that so-called God of this world, we have come to strip you of your control over these lives that God has paid for. Except you bind a strong man, you cannot spoil his house. So tonight we're going to pray very fervently and address every satanic force and say to them, you are dethroned from being God of this world because you don't have the world to control, because these are brothers and our sisters are retrieved from your control. The kingdom of God is invading this world. Watch this. God is not God is not looking at this world and saying, the God of this world. He's looking at this world and saying, the kingdom of God. I don't know if you heard that. God is looking at this and saying, the kingdom of God. He's saying, the kingdom of God. And so we are going to exert the authority that has been invested in us in Christ Jesus by declaring that the ones that the enemy has blinded their minds, that the scales of blindness fall off their eyes. The man who is writing this passage understands this blindness. Because once upon a time he was blind, but to the things of God, and then he was physically blinded when the brightness of the glory of the Most High God shone before him and he fell down from his high horse. And a man of God was sent to him and the scales fell off of his eyes and he became a new man, not a persecutor of the church, but a promoter of the church. So we're going to pray today that there will be that switch, that the scales of blindness will fall off, so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, the very image of God, will shine onto them. And as they behold him, they become like him, the one who is the author and the finisher of faith. So what's our focus? Our focus in prayer is this, that we dismantle and destroy the influence of the God of this world. And by so doing, release men and women from the blindness that they are suffering, making it impossible for them to see Jesus. That's what we're going to pray. Rise and begin to talk to the Lord. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, O God, that the spirit of blindness that have come upon men and women, Lord, O God, right this very moment, is eradicated. We call men and women to begin to see, to begin to behold the very essence of who the Lord God Almighty is. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus that the God of this world be stripped of every authority, stripped of his power, stripped of his ability to manipulate and to influence the lives of men and women and cause them not to behold you as you really are. Father, we declare this day in the name of Jesus that men and women be released from these lies and deceptions of the enemy, and Lord, oh God, that they will come running unto you, the author and finisher of faith. Lord, oh God, we're declaring this over our world, that the web of confusion that the enemy has generated will be stripped off now. Lord, O God, strip, O God, out of the eyes of your sons and your daughters this web of blindness. In the name of Jesus, let, O God, men and women begin to awaken. O Father, awaken, awaken, awaken from that state of blindness. O God, to behold who you are and bow down, O God, before you, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We believe, O God, your word, and we stand, O God, upon the integrity of your everlasting word. Be exalted, Most High God. Reign supreme over our lives. Reign supreme over the lives of men and women far and near, that they may worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul says in the 16th verse, Ephesians 3:16, he says, first of all, in the 15th verse, that everyone, every family in heaven and earth has been named by the Father. And he says that the Father, he's praying that the Father will grant you and remember, he's writing to the Ephesian church, but it's not just writing to the Ephesian church, he's writing to people everywhere. God will grant them, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. This is fundamental to salvation, to be strengthened with might by his spirit, by the word of God in the inner man. Why is that important? Because that's what is going to make it possible for Christ to dwell in their hearts by faith. That's what's going to cause them to be rooted and grounded in love, which means that they are not going to faint, because they've been strengthened in their inner man. We're going to pray this. Verse 16. We're going to declare that men and women everywhere begin to experience this strengthening in the inner man. Because without it, they cannot stay faithful to God. They will faint. because they don't have the capacity to receive God in their lives. So we're going to pray that the glory of God will bring about an active strengthening in the innermost parts of men and women all around the world. We've been given the keys. It is our place to begin to prophesy those keys and then follow it up by preaching the gospel, letting them hear the word of God. The word of God is all over the place. In some cases, 24/7. Just turn on your television. There's Faith TV, which we are on. The gospel is being preached constantly. There's Daystar. Gospel is being preached. There's TBN. Gospel is being preached. And many other avenues that we have available to us here in North America and on the internet around the world. It's not that people many times have not heard. Sometimes they heard it, they didn't understand it, they were not pulled, they were not drawn. There was nothing in them that was compatible with what they were hearing. And so there was just this constant repulsion taking place. No, we don't want them to be repelled away from the Word of God. We want them to be drawn to the Word of God. So we're going to pray for strengthening in the innermost part, in the inner man of people, so that as they are strengthened, they'll begin to experience the glory of God. Amen? Rise with me and pray. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, O God, that all around the world, your Spirit is moving. All around the world, as the prophet said it will be. All around the world. There is a mighty revelation of the glory of our Lord as the waters cover the sea. So, Lord, O God, we declare this day in the name of Jesus that there be a strengthening in the inner man, a strengthening in the inner man that makes your sons and your daughters capable of comprehending and understanding the word of truth, the life that you give, bringing about salvation. Lord, oh God, let it be easy for people, oh God, to run to you. Let revival waters flow deep. Let revival waters reach out, oh God, to the masses. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, even as the sun shines on the good and the wicked, and the rain pours upon the good and the bad, so, Lord, oh God, we ask, oh God, that salvation, will God, will just permeate our land, permeate, oh God, our society. And, Lord, oh God, that people, oh God, will begin to awaken, oh God. Father, oh God, even now, as they are drawn by your Spirit, they are drawn, oh God, to you. We ask, oh God, for angelic assistance. Lord, oh God, for the harvest of souls. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, let the lost come to salvation. Let the lost come to salvation. Let the scales of blindness fall off. And Lord, O God, let your people come on bended knees, O God, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. We know, God, that you are not willing that anyone perish, but that all come to repentance. So we declare salvation, O God, upon the masses. Father, O God, in Jesus' name, wherever they are, O Father, let, O God, the glory of your salvation begin to rest upon lives. Let, O God, dead consciences come alive, O God, as as they are drawn to you, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We say yes to your word. We thank you, Lord, for saving grace that is impacting men and women all around the globe. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to preach the gospel and for many to come to you, Most High God, in Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name. We call it so done. Amen and amen. God is not willing that anyone perish. They all come to repentance. Hallelujah. We give God praise. Now, continuing in verse 17, he says that when they are strengthened in their inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. So this strengthening causes people to begin to believe. The strengthening in the inner man causes people to begin to believe. Why is that important? Because the word of God is very precise. It tells us that those that do not believe because of the activities of the enemy. What is the activity of the enemy? To cause them to faint, cause them not to be strong in their inner man. But when we are strong in the inner man, then Christ can dwell in our hearts by faith. Why? Because we are rooted and grounded in love. So our prayer focus in this wise is going to be this. Lord Jesus, strengthen the inner man of your people that you may be able to dwell by faith in them, grounding them in your love. So when people are grounded in the love of God, they are rooted and grounded in the love of God, firstly, they don't live in the world of condemnation anymore. They live in the world in which the mercy and the grace of God is always building them up and bringing them into line with the will of God. And that's what we want. We want to be brought in line with the Word of God and not resist the Word of God. We're called to resist the devil, not the Word of God. But when we strengthen in our inner man, faith, Jesus, abides in us because it is the proper fit. We can handle him because he's fortified us in our inner man to be able to live in there. If I can put it this way, there are some balloons that are not thick enough. It's not thick enough. And so if you put a certain amount of poundage of air in it, it will burst. Then there's another balloon, same size, that's thick enough. The material is thick. It's fortified, strengthened. And you put the air in it, and it holds it. You can even put more, and it keeps on holding it. And you put more in it, and it keeps on holding it. Because it has been fortified to handle it. Same thing is true in our relationship with God. When you're strengthened in your inner man, Jesus can live in there. But if you're not strengthened in your inner man, meaning that you do not know the righteousness of God and the mercies of God, hearing about God, instead of drawing to God, you run away. Can't stand it. God wants us to be strengthened in the inner man. So we are going to pray for the strengthening of the inner man of people so that the Lord may be able to dwell by faith in them, because they're grounded and rooted in the love of God. God who loved them while they were yet sinners, God loved them. And therefore God continues to love them while he works on them to turn their lives around. For he commands the light to shine out of darkness. That's a powerful word. So rise with me and pray accordingly. Strengthen the inner man of your people that they may be able to dwell, that you may be able to dwell in them, because they are rooted and grounded in your love. Bring us, Lord, in line with your word. Amen? Pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the strengthening of the inner man. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the capacity to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, O God, that we, O God, being present tense continuous, being new vessels, O God, sanctified for your use, will be used, O God, mightily of you. Father, do extraordinary things, O God, in us and with us now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive, O God, grace to live life to the full. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Amen and amen. There is much more to pray tonight, but I want to pray about, like us to pray about something else at this point. One of the things that's been happening in our community, in our country, is that some of the atrocities have taken place and we knew about the residential schools and what happened in the residential schools, the evil activities. I won't say it was done in the name of God, no. It was just evil people pretending to be people of God, whether deliberately or not. Had hundreds, possibly thousands of indigenous people murdered, killed, whatever happened, and thought they could hide it. Buried bodies in mass graves. Parents waiting for their children, hoping that they'll see their children, and never saw those children because they were dead. And nobody notified them. Oh, maybe your child got sick, and while we did everything we could, and we couldn't save him or her, and we're so sorry that we had a good plan, but Your child is dead. Parents did not know. Does this honor and disrespect to the community? There's no excuse. I'd like for us to pray for our brothers and our sisters, that they will not allow the God of this world to blind them to the love of God because of evil people who acted wickedly and did not honor their commitments. Nobody has a right to do things like that. Nobody. But we can pray for the community and pray that God will heal the wounds of their hearts, and that they will know the love of God in spite of all this nonsense. I was just saying just not too long ago, there's an African on one hand, the Bible was given to the African, and with the other hand, Africa's wealth was being siphoned and colonization took place and all of that. But I do not in any way, shape, or form ultimately see all of that as evil, because a greater good came. I got the Bible, the Word of God, that's able to give me everything else and everything that was stolen, bring about a restoration of all of that. One of the things God has been talking to us about is that there is going to be restoration. Before all of this is all done, there is going to be restoration. A kind of equality and equity that is based on the truth of God, not the manipulations of man. So we're going to declare right this time, God, step into our land, heal our land, heal the people of this land, and turn that which the enemy purposed for evil around and generate a revival that is unstoppable. Let the devil regret every day that he touched the lives of men and women that you have loved and given your life for. Let the enemy of our soul regret every single moment. Because instead of his destruction that he purposed, there is a building, an edifice, a building up as people are restored by the grace of God. Amen? Same is true for those that are struggling down south, whether they be indigenous people, blacks, whoever. Whatever the challenge is, let God turn it around. Let God turn it around. Let God turn it around and bring forth good out of all of this. because people are strengthened in their inner man to receive the love of God. Let us pray. Heal our land. Turn our land around. Let your people be healed and restored. Let your people come to their rightful place in Jesus Christ. Let the enemy of our soul regret every destruction he's caused because of the good that has come out of it. And because your people are built up in the love of God. Hallelujah. Father, mercy, grace, your loving kindness, let it be manifest now. We ask, O God, that you heal the hearts and the minds of our indigenous brothers and sisters who are hurting. And it looks like the old wounds have been opened up again. And your church implicated in this disastrous activity. But Lord, O God, these practitioners of evil did not represent you, for you are a God of love, and you love everybody. You care about each one, for they are all created in your image and likeness. Skin color does not determine in any way, shape, or form the dignity or lack of anyone. We are defined by you, created in your image and likeness. Lord, O God, this day we declare the Lord, O God, that you will heal our land, O God, of every form of racism and every form of prejudice, every form of wickedness that have separated your people. And Lord, O God, whatever form this is taking this day, we put a halt to it. You're the God who loves your people and you love them passionately. You're not willing that we be segregated into different groups here and there. We are your people. And we ask, O God, for your intervention and for healing to flow richly and freely in our land. That there will be, O God, restoration and restitution. Lord, O God, that grace abounding, O God, will cause men and women to rise up, not in hate, not in apathy, not in indifference, but in the passion of love. Lord, O God, share with each other the heart of God, the loving kindness of God, the mercies of God. And Lord, O God, lift each other up by the authority of your presence and your word. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you love your people. And Lord, O God, each one is being restored because grace, your grace, is sufficient. Let love abound. We speak restoration. We speak restitution. We speak, O God, for equity and equality, for wholeness in every area. O Lord, O God, let the sword of judgment be swift to cut down every resistance, everything that wants to make your truth a lie, cut it down. Cut it down swiftly. Surgically separate that which does not belong in your word from your people, so that your people may be strengthened and faint not. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for the time that we've been able to share together in prayer tonight. I want to encourage you to continue to pray, to continue to love, to continue to care, to continue to seek to understand and pursue peace and unity by all means possible to the glory of God and for the benefit of all of his people. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight, may I remind you once again about the conference that we'll be having. It's going to be coming up in a few days, about, I guess, 10 or so days. Anyway, 21st, whatever days that is from now. From the 21st to the 23rd, it's the Spiritual Warfare Conference. Our key guest is going to be Bishop Archibald Cole from the great nation of Sierra Leone, a great man of God. He was with us during Spiritual Warfare 1, and at that time the Lord did clearly say that we should have a second one. I did not know when it was going to be, but it happens to be for this month. And this is the seventh month. It's a crossover month in a sense, because we've been counting up to six, and now seven goes to 12. And then it will be the end of the year, so to speak. So anyhow, we're right in the middle point, and so this is going to be our focus. Please be reminded about it. It's going to be at 6:30 every evening. Do spread the word. When you see the postings, do like us on Glory and Peace so that you can have the postings and you can share it with your friends on Facebook and so on and so forth. And just share it. Let many participate during this particular warfare conference. It's going to be powerful. And once we finish with the warfare conference, we'll let you know the next one that's going to be in August. Oh, that's going to be exciting. That's what we're doing for this month. Sunday is going to be a powerful day. Don't miss it. The Word of God is very strong in my spirit for us, and I know that we will be greatly helped as God's people. So do mark the Sunday service. Invite your friends to come in person or online. You can always watch online if you are not able to come in person. And there are so many that are watching online around the world, and we give God praise for that. And what else do I need to say to you? Well, it's offering time, and just want to encourage you to bring that which God has laid on your heart. Be blessed and be highly favored. The information that you need to share your offering is right on the screen for you. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to pray the last prayer and then let you be, so you can continue doing what you need to do. And then I'm going to have a quick chat with those who might be online on Zoom. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the privilege to give, receive our offerings, and do extraordinary things with our seed sown. Your word is true, that you will multiply our seed sown. And as we sow tonight, multiply it. Multiply it for us individually, and multiply it for us corporately. We receive the full impact of your manifold blessings, and we are greatly enriched because you are the God who has given us power to get wealth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you richly. We'll see you on Sunday. Praise God.
There's no Zoom.
Hello? Yeah? I'm blessed and highly favored.